Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea is reported to be deploying additional weapons near its flashpoint border with the South as Pyongyang's deadline approaches today for Seoul to stop propaganda broadcasts near the border. The North's deputy U.N. ambassador, Ahm Yong-hoon.
If South Korea does not respond to our ultimatum, our military counteraction will be inevitable, and that counteraction will be very strong.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un placed his military forces on high alert Friday and declared frontline areas to be in a quasi-state of war. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group, known as Qaji Mutaz, has been killed in a drone strike in Iraq. Happened in an airstrike on August the 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul, which fell to IS hands last year. This is not the first time that he's been reported dead. His death was also reported by the Pentagon late last year, but an official said Friday it appears the U.S. had wrong identification at the time. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris Friday, wounding three people before being overpowered by passengers, including two American servicemen. French Interior Minister Bernard Castaneve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in the northern French town of Arras. Police are identifying the man as 26-year-old Moroccan origin, had an automatic weapon, they say, and a knife. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon travels to Nigeria tomorrow to meet with the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, and to commemorate the anniversary of the deadly attack on the U.N.'s building in Abuja. This is VOA News.